This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are difficult days for what used to be the fairly straightforward subject of internships, the unpaid kind in particular. Former interns have been suing big companies. NBC is just the latest, saying they never got the educational experience they were promised, which isn't really ideal since they were getting college credit for these internships. In other cases, former interns claimed they did the same work regular employees did, except, you know, for free, all of which makes for management headaches, as Sally Herships reports.
Recently, I sent out a tweet which said, "Don't throw anything at the screen, but any unpaid interns out there who feel like it's worth it?"
I couldn't be more grateful to have had the experience. You know, a classroom education only goes so far.
Arielle Rosenfeld sent one of the many replies I got. She's 25 and works in development for the Giva Theater Center in Rochester, New York. That's where she started as a college junior doing an unpaid internship.
Well, I feel like I was paid in a way. I was paid with the knowledge that I would not have received otherwise.
Rosenfeld helped with research, organizing files, and running auditions. She says what she learned about running a theater she wouldn't have picked up in a classroom.
What all the rules are in actors' equity and how that pertains to the rehearsal time and how the stage manager keeps a really clear clock of how, you know, everything is timed out to the minute.
And timing worked out for Rosenfeld. She was hired right out of college. But when a student is doing an internship, there's no way to know if it'll end up paying off later with a paycheck or not. Rosenfeld's situation is ideal, but not all interns are equally happy.
It's been done for years, and I think when these cases started dropping, people were just shocked. And now the world's waking up a little bit and saying, well, I'm not sure this is right.
John Israel is a lawyer who specializes in labor and employment. He's talking about all those lawsuits where unpaid interns are suing. NBC, Fox Searchlight Pictures, Condé Nast. Outen and Golden, the law firm behind all of those cases, says interns are not supposed to do the same work as regular employees. And they're not allowed to do work that will immediately benefit a company. But isn't real work the best kind of experience? The law firm says while it may be great, it's also work and needs to be paid for. Peter Capelli directs Wharton Center for Human Resources.
If the intern is doing work that benefits me, why shouldn't I be willing to pay them something for it?
Capelli says nonprofits like museums and public radio shows are allowed to hire unpaid interns. But unless students are getting college credit and learning something, companies have to pay. And what about the argument that an unpaid internship is a lot cheaper than tuition for graduate school?
If you think about the choice, either paying a ton of money or doing it for nothing, that sounds great. But if you think of the choice as being doing it for nothing versus doing it and getting paid for it, it doesn't sound so great.
It's never clear-cut like that. Nothing's that simple.
Paul Oyer teaches economics at Stanford. What about the argument that unpaid internships are unfair because only the wealthy can afford them?
Yeah, there's some unfairness to that.
But Oyer says destroying the whole institution as a result seems a little extreme. Besides, employers want to see internships on resumes. John Israel, the labor lawyer, says he did an unpaid internship and it was valuable.
I'm sure there are very unpleasant, exploitative unpaid internships, and it would be nice to get rid of those. Unfortunately, I don't know a way to do that without getting rid of a lot of very valuable unpaid internships.
And they are. I mean, that's the reality. I'd say, look, my value to the business during that time period, probably not much, okay? I'm not sure what I added, but, you know, to see those things go away because businesses won't be able to afford the risk of creating that opportunity, I think that's a shame.
In the meantime, Arielle Rosenfeld is working with interns at the Giva Theater Center. And just like when she was an intern, they're also not paid. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.